Page 125. Lesson D. Job interviews. 2. Listening and writing. A fabulous opportunity. A and B. Listen to Maria talk about an ad with her friend Alex.
Hey, Alex, you won't believe this. I saw an ad online yesterday for the perfect summer job. Well, perfect for me anyway.
Really? What kind of job?
It's with a travel company. I don't know if you've heard of them, Canada Travel, but they're looking for local tour guides, just part-time, but that's okay. I'll be working on my final paper this summer. So, yeah, I'll have time, but I can still study, too.
A tour guide, huh? That sounds interesting. What do you have to do exactly?
Well, it says it's a fun summer job, and they want someone who enjoys meeting students from other countries. I'd love that. I mean, it's fun talking to people from overseas. You find out so much about people. And you know me, I'll talk to anyone.
Yeah, that's true. So what else do you need? I mean, do you have to speak another language or anything?
Yeah, the funny thing is they want people who can speak English and Spanish. I mean, I lived in Chile for 2 years, so my Spanish is pretty good. But one of the main things they want is for you to be interested in your local area and its history.
Really? Oh, this job really is perfect for you. I mean, you spend every weekend going to museums and visiting all the historical sites.
I know, and just think, the best thing is I'll get paid for doing it.
Cool. It sounds fun, actually.
Oh, and you get to travel around the whole region for 2 days a week.
Wow. So you'll be taking tourists on day trips and stuff like that. I mean, if you get the job. So, what do you have to do to apply?
Actually, I've applied already online. They wanted fun, flexible, and hardworking applicants. And I'm all three, so... yeah. I wrote a cover letter and attached my resume. So I hope I hear back soon. I really want this job.
I'm sure.